Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
If you don't get in right away, please try back. It is 7:21. Time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Peasant with a pitchfork. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is that all these protests I've been seeing with all these people blocking the roadways and highways and stuff, carrying all these foreign flags. They got a lot of nerve in our country carrying all those different flags. I think every single one of them should be picked up, and if they're illegal, they should be sent to the country of the flag that they're carrying. I think it'd go a lot farther if they were carrying American flags to get to the, you know, get their point across to the American people. But carrying those foreign flags on American soil, it bugs me.
Yeah, and look, and it's not just that, but they're actually civil disobedience. They're blocking traffic and creating a mess. You know, if you want to walk around with signs or something, sure, for your cause, yeah, the Constitution, yeah, the U.S. Constitution gives you the right to do that,
yeah,
not the Mexican one, yet you carry that flag.
And you're going to disrupt the lives of,
yeah,
Americans?
Yeah.
That does not win the cause over.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Let's go to Junior. What's bugging you?
Well, I got 6 words that are bothering me this morning: solar radiation modification and stratospheric aerosol injection. These are weather programs that I don't remember voting for that are obviously happening throughout Florida and the world.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a mouthful. Yeah.
Yeah, indeed. I was trying to write them down. It was, no, too long. Too long of a word. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is I regularly grocery shop at the Publix in Lake City by Gators Dockside. And as you are approaching the front of the store, there's these broadly painted no parking zones right in front of the store. They're very clear, and they are accompanied by these little white signs with red borders that say no parking, no parking. Nevertheless, there is always one or two cars there just sitting there, and I don't try to talk to them because I'm a non-conflict guy. I don't try to point at the sign. I don't try American Sign Language, but it says no parking. It doesn't say parking, yet there's always someone there. The driver's in the driver's seat, and they're just sitting waiting for their person to come out of the store. That bugs me. I was there yesterday, and I saw it. Take care, guys.
Yeah, I think that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, I've done it.
Well, yeah.
No, it's
different.
No, it's for safety.
Yeah.
It's like fire lanes and things like that.
Right.
That you never know when a fire truck needs to get in there and save someone's life. That's kind of what it's about there. Good morning, Lisa. What's bugging you?
Well, good morning. What's bugging me are the people who buy lottery tickets at the convenience store and hold up the line for the rest of the people who just want to buy regular stuff. They should have their own window for that.
Should have their own window, like a betting window that you go to.
I know it's not practical because there's usually one person running the whole thing, but I do understand it when you're behind them. Well, you know, okay, give me one of those and maybe I'll. And so they're having the real amount and take them off and do the whole. You know,
buy the tickets for everybody at work, all their kids, their cousins, their nephews.
I understand it. It's not probably going to happen, but I understand it.
Yeah, but it seems like there's always somebody doing that when the store is at its busiest point. But it is what it is. Let's go to Debbie. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is somebody needs to notify the town of Williston that Christmas is over and the lights need to come down.
Aww. Let's make the good feelings of joy to the world continue as long as we possibly can. John, what's bugging you?
Yeah, Bob, after considerable thought, you know, whether one likes football or not, why don't we make prize picks interesting for everybody and apply it to government? Like, how much corruption can Trump clean out of government in 1 year's time? How many senators can we convict after they get finished incriminating themselves and trying to stop his cabinet picks from going through? That's what's bugging me.
So he's saying bet on those things?
Yes, yes. Instead of just football and kind of boring, because not everybody likes football.
Yeah, you got the over, under, and all kinds of parlays you could do.
What do you think? We'll get three senators in 6 months, going to jail or whatever, you know.
John, you're on to something big, brother.
Yeah, usually just on something.
Let's go to Spencer. What's bugging you?
Well, I heard a guy talking about the foreign flags. And they should start with them representatives that were sitting up there waving foreign flags in our house, send them to Guantanamo, and then find out the other politicians who are responsible for this and send them to Guantanamo, waiting trial.
Yeah, it's irritating, isn't it? Let's go to Jeff. What's bugging you?
Yeah, they're categorizing illegal aliens as new arrivals, and I just don't know how to define that. I mean, they are new arrivals, that's true, but that just new arrivals for illegal aliens. I mean, it's not a lie. I'm confused here. It's bizarre. God bless America.
Yeah, well, whoever wants to use that kind of terminology, maybe they'll get a visitor in their home and say, I'm not a trespasser. I'm not breaking and entering. Mm-hmm. I am simply newly arrived.
And that's why I stole your dog.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
And ate it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You're not supposed to say that.
City, yeah.
Okay. It is 7:28. Thanks so much for your participation in What's Bugging You. Well done, well done. Coming up, the Dems lack a coherent message, and that's by their own admission. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.